You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
You are the life.
Welcome today to Lifeline, brought to you by Bob Allen Ministries.
When the storms within us rage,
you are the light.
You're the master of the waves. You are the lifeline, the mighty God who saves.
Here's your host, Bob Allen.
Morning, folks. Welcome to Lifeline. Dr. Bob here. Always good to come for you every Saturday morning to share with you the things of our wonderful, precious, righteous, holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, if you have friends anywhere in the world, they can pick this program up anytime, 24/7. So if you get anything out of it, I want you to pass the word to your friends and loved ones. Just simply go to WCNO.com. Scroll down to the word on demand. Click on that, and 24/7. We have a couple of years' teachings on here. You can download them free. You can podcast them just any time that you want to hear the word. You can do it. It's very, very simple. So we just encourage you to do that. We really want to spread the word of the Lord. We're going to talk to you today about the enemy of the straight gate. I've been talking to you the last two or three weeks now about the message of the straight gate, which the Lord absolutely made very plain to me. Now I want to talk to you today, and I'm going to be doing this for the next 3 or 4 weeks, covering the enemy of the straight gate. Now the church is far too familiar with God we barely know, because we fail to invest the time it takes to really get to know Him. Now, we are far, far too familiar with a devil that we don't know at all, and yet he's the biggest enemy of the church, God's people. He is, to most of us, nothing more than the pitchfork guy. But basically, he is really the one that causes the stumbling block on the way to the straight gate, which really is on the way to heaven. I want to expose him to you today, now, and I want you to really hear. As a matter of fact, I'm going to be bringing 3 or 4 messages about the enemy. And this is why. I mean, I know this is hard. This is a tough job. I don't even like to do this. I just want to preach about Jesus. But nevertheless, we have to preach the whole word of God, and no one else seems to be preaching that much, and somebody needs to do it. And for now, the lot's fallen on me. For one reason, when I first got saved many years ago, I had 3 back-to-back visitations from the devil. I know this wicked devil. The Lord knows I know this wicked devil, and the Lord wants me to expose him. I spent 11 hours locked in a motel room one time. I actually spent 24, but I slept part of it. 11 hours. A demon actually talked to me. I first got saved, addressed himself as the Lord, and told me everything. But I listened to one lie after another, and I called him a lie. And that's how I beat him. He's nothing but a liar. He's nothing but a deceiver. So I'm going to be bringing you 2 or 3 experiences that I've had with the enemy. So I really just want to expose him, where you will know how to defeat him every time. Listen now, he is that stumbling block on the way to the straight gate. One thing I'm going to tell you right up front, you do not ever have to fear this devil. I'm going to tell you why. He cannot, I'm talking to Christians here now, if you're a Christian, he cannot blindside you. He cannot come up and take you out in any way. He has to do a face-off with you, face-to-face, and deceive you. He is a liar. He is a deceiver. And that's where his authority, that's where his power is. It's no more and it's no less. But he cannot walk up and hurt you by no means, because once you're saved, born again, you're sealed with the Spirit of God. In John 6:38, Father gave Jesus, put him responsible to keep you until the day that you're raised up. So you're definitely absolutely protected. But if he faces you and deceives you, he can take you out. Remember Job, he had to get permission from God to hurt Job. In the wilderness, when Jesus faced him, after he was baptized with the Holy Ghost, Jesus went in the wilderness for that 40 days. He couldn't touch Jesus. He had to confront him. He said, if you're the Son of God, you know, you turn these stones to bread. He had to confront him, and Jesus beat him every time, and you can beat him every time. Now, Adam failed. He deceived Adam. But the only way he can get to you is he can deceive him. But what I want to tell you about today is he's very good at that. He is very, very good at deceiving you. And I want to say this to you. This is unusual, but I want to throw it out there to you. I know there's people out there right now that's out of control. Here's how you know when you have a demon. It's pretty simple. If something else is controlling part of your life you can't control, guess who that is? It's simple as that. I went off of the service. My son Landon and I, We'd be more than glad to meet with you and help you get free. We know this is our lot. This is our job. We do it. We will do it. If you are out of control, or in your family, your children, or someone in your life is out of control, guess who is in control? It's that simple. I'm gonna give you a phone number. If you need help, and you know that you do, I'm gonna give you a phone number and an email address, and you can call, and we'll do what we can do to help you. Stay tuned to the program. Now I'm gonna give you a phone number and email, and we'll help you to get free. Okay? Listen, I have for quite some time now been concerned about the church itself, especially the young people. I'm a Christian counselor and have been very heavily involved with broken, hurting people through the jail ministry, through the prison ministry, as well as people out of rehab or in rehab, out of halfway houses, or out of something. And this is what I'm able to take away from it all. Somehow, the church has missed it big time here. I have worked with many, many who are in the church through 12 years of school. In other words, their parents took them to church all their life. After school, most of them, but not all now, not all, just seem to drift away. Many of our 12-year church kids are now in jail, in prison, in homosexual lifestyles, having babies without marriage. Divorce rate is terrible among Christians, not like the world. There's many abortions in the church. Church kids by the thousands get strung out on drugs and alcohol. I have met them in jail or rehab centers. When you ask them if they know Jesus, oh, yeah, my dad's a preacher. Or maybe my dad's a deacon. Well, I was raised in the church. You were raised in the church? Oh, yeah, raised in the church. How about the Holy Spirit? Oh, yeah, I got all that when I got saved. Well, then, how come they have to lock you away in this place to control your life? That's a pretty good question. In other words, they've gone through the 12 years of church, all through school, and fall by the wayside. In almost all cases, I can spend a couple hours with them and do more for them than the church did in 12 years, even if they've been through Awanas, even if they went to summer camp every year. And this is the reason why. This is the bottom line. It's just a simple thing. They have no real concept of the power of God that's available to them today. Question, were they ever taught it? Did they ever see it? That's where I find it. When I go be talking to them, they have no clue where I'm coming from. They've been in church 12 years. They've never been taught how to defend themselves or to defeat or to beat the devil that was out to destroy their lives. They were never properly prepared for the fight. Most never knew there would be a fight. I then just opened their eyes to all the Word of God. This is to all the Word of God sets man free. It's just simple as that. The church can have them for 12 years. The devil can deceive them and take them out in 12 days, 12 hours, or sometimes 12 minutes. Isn't that something? That's really true. He's really a terrible enemy. And he's out to destroy you and your family. You need to know that. I've been a good Southern Baptist boy now, for 41 years. I love the church. I find very little wrong with church. In fact, I can't think of anything that we're really doing wrong. So I want to talk to you today about this problem. Just not enough. That's where it is. Just not enough. We're not doing it all. The world is full of old and young people that have been through the church system, have fallen by the wayside. They may be more of them than of us. Isn't that something? They're the church. They're in the church. Church didn't work for them. The world system just seemed to gobble them up. The world stands out larger to them than what they got out of the church. Look, the reason why, the church is good. Nothing wrong with the church. It's this wicked, evil devil that's out to destroy their lives, and they're not that well prepared, even though they went through the church system. They miss the essence of faith that works by love. They seem to be short on both. This is what they seem to be missing. When I nail them down, some of them don't know what love is. Never felt love. They missed that some way, somehow. And faith, they have zero faith just about. They don't have faith. They don't have love. And that's the two things we need to get each other. They did not see the right picture of Jesus, our wonderful Jesus. Somehow, some way, they heard about him for years. Personally, they didn't get the picture. It's really something. They just don't get it. They don't have it. They miss power for living the day down here in this big, bad, ugly world. John 14:30, Jesus said, Satan is the prince of this world. That's today's ruler. You have a TV? Just turn it on. It won't take you long to see who's ruling. That's true. Satan is the prince of this world. He is today's ruler of the world. The Bible said, these are not my words, but this is what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 2:4, he is called the God of this world. Wow, isn't that something? The God of this world. The word says he has blinded the minds of most that don't understand, those that don't believe. And he really has. And he's good at this. He's really good at this. That's why I'm bringing this message to you today. John 15:19, Jesus said, we are not of this world that Satan rules. That's what you need to know. You're of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have power. You have authority. But we're not of this world. Satan rules the world. If you're washed in the blood, if you belong to God, if you're a child of the King, you're not of this world. So vote different. Vote no when it comes to sin. Don't listen to the lies of the devil. Colossians 1:13, Father, God has delivered us from the power of darkness. We've been delivered from the power. Darkness has power, but we've been delivered from it. And has translated us, listen to this beautiful, into the kingdom of his dear Son. Thank you, sweet Lord Jesus. Thank you, wonderful Heavenly Father. Father has delivered us. You're free, my friend. You don't have to put up with the walls of the devil. Did you know that? But let me share this with you. This should really get your attention. Now, Jesus, in the 17th chapter of John, in verse 3 or 4, somewhere along there, Jesus made this statement. Father, I have finished the work you gave me to do. That's finished. That's over. Then he went to be with the Father. But he comes back. And if this is the only time in the New Testament, I mean, we hear from God even today by the Spirit. But Jesus came back to the Apostle Paul on Damascus Road. I'm going to show you why I know that in a minute. Here's what he said. Maybe this is why Jesus came back. He came back to earth one more time to speak to Paul after his resurrection. Paul said to Jesus, who are you, Lord? When he knocked him off that horse on Damascus Road. He said, I am Jesus, whom you're persecuting. Now, listen to what he told Paul to do. Acts 26:18, here it is. Jesus said, Paul, turn men from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. Now, we know whose power the lost are under. We know who controls the power that pulls the people out of the church, especially the young people. He said, turn them from the power of Satan to light. And this is what we, that's what I'm trying to do today. That's really all I'm trying to do today, is just to remind you of what Jesus told Paul to do. The Lord Jesus Christ himself gave this order to the church through Paul, turn them to me from darkness to light. And it's just a beautiful thing. And then he goes on to say that, so they might receive forgiveness of sins and inheritance just like you. Look, friend, if you're out here today and you're born again, you're washed in the blood, you're a child of God. Well, Father would want the same thing for your neighbor, the same thing for your friend. Turn them from darkness to light, from the power of Satan to God. We need to learn the art of defense here. How to get out of the darkness, how to walk in the light, how to take away Satan's power that comes against us here and now. Jesus said, he came to kill you, to steal from you, and to destroy you. I hope this gets your attention. Just let me give you a phone number if you really have a need after the day. I'm here for you. Phone number locally is 221-8990. 221-8990. Out of town, it's 888. 221, I'm sorry about the phone number, I can get it wrong to start with. 221-1100, it's local. 221-1100, out of town. 888-221-8990. Give me a call if you have a need, okay? Jesus said, he came to kill you, to steal from you, and to destroy you. Now, that's the devil's work, okay? I hope that gets your attention. Listen to this, John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I've come that you might have light, and that you might have it more abundantly. Oh, it's Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. He's our light. He's our hope. Run to him. You're safe in him. You really are. Wrap yourself in Jesus. Wrap yourself in the Word of God. You say, Bob, come on. I've never seen or heard a word from the devil. Here's one way to recognize him. He probably looks like everything you want, but should not have. Actually, if you've never bumped into him at all, into the devil, it could be because you've been traveling the same direction. You need to think about that. 2 Corinthians 11:14, and no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. This spirit is what he looks like. He most likely makes himself look like Mr. Nice Guy to you. Maybe like using a good friend to get to you. He always has you looking in the wrong direction for something you really don't need. If you're looking at the problem, you probably already missed him. Find the cause, he most likely will be sitting right there. Listen to me, Jesus loves you today. You don't need to worry about this devil, but at the same time, you need to be wise. You need to know exactly. Look what Peter said. No one knew the Lord Jesus better than Peter. He really, but here's what he said. Now, this is Peter's words, and he was trained by Jesus himself. And after the resurrection, he made the same. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, you have one, the devil, as a roaring lion, is walking about seeking whom he may devour. Oh, my friend, if you're a child of God, that would be you. Let me remind you here that this roaring lion is a spirit that you can't see. Are you up to that kind of fight? How strong is your spirit? Do you understand these things? Peter said these words. He was trained by the Lord Jesus. As a roaring lion, he walks about seeking people like you to destroy. Listen, he can and will put his will for you, the devil's will for you, in your heart if you don't guard it. He can do it. I'm going to show you why. Just a thought, an idea, or a need, but it'll be from him. You have to watch him. He's evil. He is like a roaring lion. The only way he can get to you is deceive you, and he plans that. He lays out a plan. He goes after you. He goes after your family. You know what? He'll take a parent out that's a good parent to a child. He will literally turn that home into turmoil to get to you. Did you know that? He can get to a child, maybe can't get to you. So you need to learn how to protect your children. Let's take a look at some of the work. Starting with how he got the Lord Jesus to the cross. Of course, we know that's always the plan of God. But nevertheless, let's look at Satan's work here. We're going to go to John 13:2, and supper being ended, the devil having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him. Put into his heart. Did you get that? He then lied on Jesus' breast, saying, Lord, who is it? Jesus said, he it is to whom I shall give the sop when I have dipped it. And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of God. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Notice, Satan is nothing but an evil spirit. No one can see him. He entered into this man, Judas. Then said Jesus unto Judas, that you do quickly. Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke these words. But some of them thought because Judas had the bag that Jesus had said unto him, buy those things that we have need of for the feast, or that we should give something to the poor. Listen to this, Luke 22:3. Then entered Satan into the man Judas, surnamed Iscariot, being of the number of the 12. He went his way and communed with the chief priests and captains how he might betray them for money. And then they were glad and coveted with him for money. Look at this now. Look at this. Satan entered into Judas in the presence of all the disciples. They saw nothing. When Judas walked right past them, they thought he was going to buy bread to feed the poor. In other words, he looked like a man going to buy a loaf of bread. When in fact, he was a man with the devil in him. So here it is, a possessed man now with the devil in him. He can fool the 11 greatest apostles. He looked like a man going to buy a loaf of bread to feed the poor. Maybe he looked like Mr. Nice Guy himself, okay? How about the rulers of the Jews, the very wise? They made a deal with the devil through Judas for 30 pieces of silver. They never knew they were dealing with the devil. Not one time did they think that. Makes you think maybe some of your deals might have come down that way. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye now may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Look, it is your fight. Listen to what he said again. Put on the whole armor that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You have to take the stand. The fight is yours. How's your family? How's that young son? How's that young daughter? Are they prepared to defend themselves? That's your job, parents. That's your job, mom. It's your job, dad. Dad first, then mom. But they're out there, you know, with the devil out there every day trying to destroy. Maybe sometimes just get to you. Listen to this, verse 12. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickednesses in heavenly places. Notice the word we. We're the one who has to do the wrestling. Nobody, anybody up to that kind of fight? Wrestle always means contact, contest. You're going to be confronted with the devil. The fight is going to be yours. You need to know how to fight and how to defend yourself. We have to do the wrestling. Look, contrary to a lot to probably believe, God don't fight for you, you fight. He has given the authority to man. We have to do the fighting here. He's given us the power to do it. Here's the word. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you, my friend, may be able to withstand in the evil day. You're the one that has to take the stand. Having done all to stand, stand. Please notice, it's your fight. We wrestle. No one wrestles for us. We fight. Jesus doesn't fight our battles, but he equips us to do it. You know, he does. He gives us the Holy Spirit. He empowers us to fight, but we have to fight. We have to defend ourselves against this wicked one. He will take you out. If you don't believe it, look at the jails full. Look at it. Look at the prisons full. Look at the banged up, messed up, terrible homes. Now, he's out there working, friends. And you, all you have to do now, you don't have to do anything but know how to defend yourself. You know that? You have to take the fight to him. You've got to learn to defend yourself. You have to put on defense. James 4:7, resist the devil. James says, resist the devil. He will flee from you. You can beat him every time. Now, we must really be, you really have to hear the word of God and begin to believe this stuff. You know, we either do Bible here or we don't do Bible. James says, we can resist him. He will flee. I read, I think it was just yesterday morning. Just concentrate here on the fighting Jesus had with him in the wilderness. And I come to Jesus 3 different times and promised him everything in the whole world. And Jesus, just being a young man, something like 30 years old, he resisted him. Each case, he resisted him and said, and it said, the devil departed from him. Jesus beat him. He beat him in the wilderness as a man. You can beat him every time. Ephesians 4:7 says this, neither give place to the devil. You know what that means? You know, put on that armor. Protect yourself. Don't give him place. Don't let him get near you. When you see it coming, move the other side of the street. Be prepared. Know the word of God. You can always say no. Mark 16:17, the Lord Jesus said, in my name they shall cast out devils. Look, you can cast him out. If you're out there today and you have a child or you have anyone, friends or family that you know is out of control and they can't control, they're good people, out of control, can't control their stuff. Guess who's controlling? Like I said, my son and I, we'd be more than glad. I mean, you email us or you give us a call and we'll make a pulpit. We'll get you set free. We can do this. I guarantee you we can cast demons out with this. No problem. Do it all the time. No problem at all. We'll do it. We'll help you get free. If you can't control, then somebody else is controlling your life and you need to get free. This might sound unusual, but I assure you there's many of you out there. So we'd be more than glad. I've done it many times and we'd be more than glad to help you get your friends free or your family free. The Lord Jesus said, in my name shall they cast out devils. If Jesus says, shall they do it? I'll do it. That's the kind of guy I am. He said, do it. I'll do it. Luke 10:19, I give you power. Jesus said these words. I give you power. So I have power over all. You have power. The power of the enemy. Do you know you have power of the enemy? You absolutely do. I give you power over all. That's a big word now. The power of the enemy. Listen, Satan or the devil is mentioned, I believe, in the Bible 99 times. So those two words, Satan and the devil, they mentioned many more times. Lucifer, the wicked one, the dragon. I'm talking about two words. Two words, devil and Satan, is, I think, 99 times in the Bible. And listen, that's a lot of times. You know that? Now, just these two names alone in the Bible, and yet we don't know how to defend ourselves from him. For the most part, we have never been taught defense. That's what I want to do today, talk to you just about defense. The devil is defeated, he knows it. He also knows that you don't know it. Therefore, he works with what you don't know. That's how he takes you out. Well, look, got a couple of minutes here. If you need to call, if you need help, if you need prayer, if you need somebody to pray for you, if you're hungry, hurting, just need God to touch you, just need a word of God. Hey, you give us a God, God will speak to us today. He does this kind of things, you know. If you need help, if you have family and friends that need help, you give us a call. Bob Allen here, it's 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8990. You call, we will pray for you, we will fight for you. You know, the Lord loves you today. You just need to know how much you are loved. But, you know, you need to know how to defend yourself. Because the Lord loves you, you need how to defend yourself. You know why that is? If the Lord loves you, Satan hates you. Really, this is really true. The more you're loved, the more he wants to hurt you. If you're very active out there today, and you're helping other people, you're praying for people, you're trying to defend people, you're trying to teach people, you're trying to really serve the Lord, you have an enemy. We all have a common enemy. And he hates that. The only thing that hurts you really is deceive you, slow you down, put something in your path to try to slow down and stop the work of God. That's what he really wants to do. He hinders you. Listen to this. Paul said, I would have come to you many times before, but Satan hindered me. Now, can you imagine? If he hindered the Apostle Paul, don't think you have a free ride. He will try to hinder you. He will try to hurt you, but I'm just trying to tell you, you can beat him every time in the power and the strength and the wonderful name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who loved us, washed us with his own blood. You can be free, okay? Have a need there, give me a call. 221-1100, out of town, 221-8990, if you need to make an appointment to get free from demons, or bring your friend that you know absolutely is out of control to get free from demons, we can help you. We do this. Landon, my friend, and my son, and I, we'll do it. You can give us a call. We'll arrange an appointment with you. We'll get it done. Listen, 221-1100. Out of town, 888-221-8999. We're going to talk to you again about another thing today. We need support for this ministry. You are not supporting us like you should. If you're getting anything out of the message and we're helping you, we need to help pay for this. We do not take any money whatsoever. We drive here. We give our time. We don't take anything. In fact, we are not getting enough money to pay for the station, but we would certainly like to do that. It is the work of the Lord. We'd like you to help us. It's Lifeline, Post Office 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida. Send us a check. Lifeline, Post Office 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. Again, Lifeline. That's a pretty easy word, Lifeline. Pretty easy here, Box 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958. Lifeline, one word. 1603, Jensen Beach, 34958, or email us at trylifeline@gmail.com. Trylifeline, how easy is that? T-R-Y now, that's T-R-Y. Trylifeline, one word, trylifeline@gmail.com. Trylifeline@gmail.com, very simple. Trylifeline@gmail.com, T-R-Y-L-I-F-E-L-I-N-E @gmail.com. We need to hear from you. We'd like to hear and listen. Also, if you're listening kind of regular and getting encouragement anyway, we appreciate you letting us know that. We really would. You know, we come here, we don't see anyone. We're just sitting there talking to the world out there, but don't know who's listening. If you're listening and you're being helped, we would appreciate very much you let us know that. But trylifeline@gmail.com. trylifeline@gmail.com. Send a check to Lifeline, Box 1603. Jensen Beach, 34958. Look, we still have a minute here. If you want to call, we'd be more glad to pray for you. We love you and we appreciate you. Look, I'm going to tell you this too. This is a great time. This is a great time to serve the Lord. If you're out here today and you're fighting the great fight, I just want to encourage you, hang in there. The Lord is doing great and mighty things. You know, we're spiritual people, so don't look for it to the left or to the right. Don't look for it out of the natural world. You look to God for your source. You look to God for your needs. You look to God for your comfort. You look to the Lord Jesus Christ for your help. Don't look around in the wrong direction. I'm telling you, God is moving today in great big pieces, so trust him big time here. But don't look in the wrong place. Look in the Word of God. Look in your prayer life. God is moving today. We'd like to touch. We'd like to encourage you. And more than any time in the world, I believe the Lord wants us to shore ourselves up and get strong in him and go forward and fight the good fight. So I just want you to know that you're loved and you're cared for and you're precious in the sight of God. You really are. If you're a child of God, you're more valuable than you could ever imagine. God loves you now. Don't forget. Send us a check. We love you. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Lifeline with your host, Bob Allen, a broadcast ministry brought to you by your generous gifts of support. To support this ministry, please send your gifts to Lifeline, P.O. Box 1603, Jensen Beach, Florida, 34958. To contact Dr. Allen, the email address is trylifeline@gmail.com. Thank you for listening, and join us next week at the same time for Lifeline.